Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Pre-Market Podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 26th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And of course, if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love to have you as part of Marcus Today's community. You can sign up for a free trial of the newsletter at marcustoday.com.au. Plenty of goodies in there, plenty of money-making ideas, opportunities, etc. We also have a wonderful Facebook discussion group and an exclusive members podcast every day with Marcus telling it like it is. So we'd love to have you on board as part of the community. All right, well, let's go straight away then to the scores on the doors for the day. Bit of a pause in the bull market proceedings last night from the US market, that's for sure. And we did see the Dow Jones close down 162 points, or 0.41%. It had a high of minus 46 and a low of minus 180. The Nasdaq, slightly better than that, down 0.27%, 44 points, 16,384. The S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, down 0.3%, 16 points, 52.18. The Russell 2000 actually up 0.1%, 2 points, 2,074. And the VIX Volatility Index up 1%, 13.19. SPY futures showing a loss of 29 points. We did have a pretty good day yesterday. Not really sure why we got so carried away yesterday, but certainly happy to take it. We were up 41 points yesterday. Resources driven by Fortescue. Comments over the weekend of Twiggy Forrest talking about a push into copper, certainly helping Fortescue, which was up around 3% yesterday. So that was enough to lift resources. Iron ore also steadying and bouncing off that $100 level, which has been positive for the BHPs, the Rios, and of course the Fortescues of this world. So we did see a better day for resources yesterday. Banks solid, but uninspiring. As far as the US news goes last night, the market there is on track for its fifth consecutive month of gains. The S&P 500 added roughly 2.3% last week, the Dow was up 2%, and the Nasdaq jumped 2.9%. So it was a good week last week. A little bit of pausing for breath after such a good week last week, and of course it is a shortened week this week with Easter coming, as they say. We do also get some big jobs numbers out from the US on Friday, but the US market actually closed on Friday, as are we. So the US market won't be able to react to that economic data point on Friday. Of course, locally, we do get the monthly CPI here on Wednesday, so all eyes will be on that as the last real data point before the Easter break. The US market now has gone 100 days without a 2% correction. So that is certainly something to think about. Certainly probably does need a little bit of a pause. And of course, the pause or the correction could be due to time as well as price. So we could just see it flat and go sideways for a while it catches its breath, or we could see a little bit of a pullback. But certainly it's amazing that we're heading into April very shortly, and mid-April reporting season kicks off again in the US. So it does appear that we've only just finished one lot of reporting season, and here we are heading into another one. Last night also we saw some news out. Reddit shares were up 30% in normal hours and then kicking again after hours as well. And the Truth social media company, which is being backed into a SPAC, will begin trading on Tuesday under the ticker DJT, Donald J. Trump. So that is going to be interesting. And of course, last night we did see some more news from Mr. Trump as far as his court cases go. The New York fraud bond was cut from $454 million to $175 million. Far more manageable. I'm sure he can just write a check for that. As far as US treasuries go, last night the US 10 years up 4.9 basis points, 4.249. US 2 years, 4.63, up 3.6 basis points. And the Aussie 10, it was below 4% yesterday, which was part of the reason why we saw that good 41-point rally yesterday, especially with the REITs going absolutely incredibly. GMG leading the charge there. And more on that in Henry's Take today. But Aussie 10's back to 4.07%. Bitcoin had a stupendous night, up 11.6%. The halving in April is not far away, back above 70,000. The Aussie dollar as well, 65.38. The US dollar index was slightly higher, 0.21% higher there. As far as US stocks go, it was a pretty of a wishy-washy kind of night. Volume certainly starting to diminish slightly as we head into Easter. Nvidia up 0.8, AMD down 0.6, Netflix down 0.1, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, down 1.3. Tesla had a good night, up 1.1%. Amazonians up 0.5. Alphabetti Spaghetti down 0.4. And US banks eased back. Goldman Sachs down 0.5. Morgan Stanley down 0.9%. Overseas, CBA was up around 1%. Barclays was up around 0.4. And UBS was up 1.4% there. But nothing very exciting out of the US. Commodities last night. Let's moving on swiftly to commodities. We had the oil price continuing to push higher. I noted today a Bloomberg article suggesting that US gas prices, that's petrol prices for you and me, are set to hit $4 a gallon this summer driving season in the US, currently around $3.50. So that, of course, will be pinned firmly on the shoulders of Joe Biden, with another cost of living pressure, of course, as we head into the US election in November. So that is something to consider. But $4 a gallon for US certainly won't help the inflation story, but it will also add a little bit of a drag to the US economy. And they're suggesting that some US consumers may have to tailor their driving season habits as the oil price rises. Brent crude was up 1.25% last night, $1.07, $86.70. We're rapidly closing in on $90. WTI up $1.30, 1.6%, $82.40. Gold had a better night, up $6, 0.3%, 2,171. Platinum up 1%. We saw copper still pushing a little bit ahead, up 0.18%. Nickel down 1%. That's certainly, you can't keep a good commodity up, that's for sure, in nickel. Aluminium down up 0.9%. Zinc up 0.3%. Lead down 0.2%. And tin down 0.4%. Iron ore pretty much unchanged. Coal had a nasty old night last night. Old King Coal, not such a merry old soul. We have it down 5%. Lithium also having a nasty old time yesterday in China, down 6.6% on the numbers that I saw coming out of Asian trade. We do get BYD results today, which should be quite interesting as well. As far as overseas miners go, let's have a little look. BHP was pretty much unchanged as they were yesterday here. Rio up 0.7%. Glencore down 1.2%. Freeport-McMoRan up 0.6%. Vale down 0.2%. In the lithium space, a few big movers there. Arcadium was down 5%. We saw Albemarle down 2.1%. SQM down 3.4%. And Sigma, which had a nasty old night the previous night, down 0.3%. Only US and UK oil and gas stocks better by around 1% there. All right, turning our attention to our market today. Well, futures down around 21 points as at the 8:30 close. The futures market does close at 8:30 and reopens again just before 10 o'clock. So 21 points down there. We have seen a number of analysts, and one of the quant analysts for Citi saying that Australia is somewhat overvalued and deserves a little bit of a pullback. And we do have a little bit of stocks in focus today. Goodman Group is holding an investor meeting on Tuesday. I've written a little bit about Goodman Group in the newsletter today, and the REITs, which have been absolutely astonishing. The A-REIT sector in Australia in the last year is up 30%, which for a boring, we used to call them property trust, but now, of course, they're REITs and far sexier as they are called REITs, but 30% in the last year, pretty good. Atlas Arterial and Flight Centres ex-dividend today. And we have seen Kerry Stokes, the Seven Group, has hit back at the independent review on the Boral takeover. Seven said it was extremely disappointed and alleged there were fundamental errors in the report authored by Grant Samuel. The independents, who do not represent the interests of major shareholder Seven, cited Samuel's valuation of Boral shares between $6.50 and $7.13. The current offer from Seven Group is a combination of cash and shares, $6.05 there. There is a big future-facing metals conference currently in Singapore at the moment, so a bit of news coming out of that during the day. Ramelius Resources has repeated FY guidance in a conference presentation. Gold production 265 to 280,000 ounces at an all-in sustaining cost of $1,750. Regal Partners initiated a positive at Evans and Partners. Target is $4.20 for that one. And ALS has acquired that US-based York Analytical Laboratories and Europe-based Wesling for a total cost of $225 million. They have been busy little bunnies at the moment. 29 Metals has suspended operations at Capricorn Copper following an extended period of rainfall between late Jan and mid-March. They can't turn a trick, those guys, at 29M. Suspending operations yet again. That rainfall really taking its toll. It hit last year, really took its toll there. They were just getting back on track and now they're back to square one. Well, maybe not square one, but certainly suspending operations. We've had an update this morning from Mineral Resources issuing a Lockyer 5 gas development well update. And we have got Lake Resources has submitted a production EIA. That's an environmental impact for phase one of the Karachi project. So some news out of Lake Resources today. And some more broker research news. Genesis Minerals, which put out a 438-page five-year plan, has been upgraded to outperform from neutral at Macquarie. The target, though, still remains $2. And that is about it for today so far. Thanks very much for listening. If you like what you've heard, of course, head on over to marcustoday.com.au. We'd love to have you on board as part of the community. And of course, as always, have a great day and may the trading gods be with you.